This is your classical break, a chance to take a step back and enjoy some great music in the middle of a busy day. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we'll be listening to overtures from two of Mozart's most famous operas, The Magic Flute and The Marriage of Figaro. Now, an overture is an opening bit of music at the start of the opera. It sets the scene, gets you in the mood. Oftentimes, it uses some of the music that you'll hear later in the show, making it a kind of a medley. These two overtures don't do the medley thing. The music is different from what comes after, but the overall feel is what matters. Since both operas are comedies, the overtures are fun and light. They move quickly. They aren't overly complex. It's like the opening credits of a movie. You want to make sure everyone knows what they're getting into. We'll kick things off with the overture to The Magic Flute. If you've never seen or heard an opera before, I'd highly recommend seeing The Magic Flute as your first. It's funny, the music is easy to get stuck in your head, it's pretty classic Mozart. The overture is the same. There's just one theme in it that gets passed around and played with, and the music moves very quickly. Nothing too complex or moody, just a breezy start to the show. You know how some people are always saying that there are hidden messages in music and art, usually something to do with the Illuminati or the Freemasons? Well, in this case, it's actually true. Mozart was a Freemason, and throughout The Magic Flute, there are a lot of references to Freemason rituals and ideals, some very obvious. The number three, for instance, has a special significance in Freemasonry, and it pops up in this overture. In the very beginning, you can hear three chords ringing out. It happens again about halfway through. And if you look at the music, the piece is in the key of E-flat, which is a music geek kind of thing, has three flats in it. Composers love that kind of hidden message, the one that only the music geeks will get. The opera itself deals with a secret society that's supposedly evil, but then turns out to be benevolent, which honestly isn't really even a hidden message. It's pretty obvious what he's trying to say there. Here's the Muse Open Symphony with Mozart's overture to The Magic Flute.
Thank you.
Mozart's Overture to the Magic Flute. It was one of the last things he'd write, actually. He died just a few months after the premiere of the Magic Flute, which was a huge success. It's probably fitting that the last thing he wrote was lighthearted but masterfully executed. He was known as a jokester with a wicked sense of humor, but he was very serious about making great music. Some people thought that he got too imaginative or even a little frivolous, supposedly after the premiere of The Marriage of Figaro. The emperor came to him and said something like, "Too many notes, Mozart," to which Mozart again supposedly replied, no, just enough. And speaking of The Marriage of Figaro, we'll turn to that overture now. This is one of my favorite Mozart pieces, period. It's relatively short, just a few minutes long, races through that time. The strings never seem to stop as it barrels through. Mozart was a master of dynamics, how loud or soft the music is, and it really shows here. Sometimes it goes down to a breathless whisper, and then it builds. Sometimes it backs off from a high point. It seems like a simple thing, but it adds a lot to how you experience the music. The opera itself has a convoluted plot, but suffice it to say that everything works out, and the main couple gets married in the end, as they always should. Here's the overture to Mozart's Marriage of Figaro, again, the Muse Open Symphony.
Thank you.
Mozart's Overture to the Marriage of Figaro. The opera wasn't a huge success when it first came out, but the premiere itself went well, almost too well, actually. The crowd kept asking for encores of different numbers, and Mozart, who was conducting, gave them what they wanted. The performance ran really long, and afterwards, the emperor, who was getting kind of annoyed, banned any encores for any number that had more than one singer. I guess he wanted to get home. Thanks to the Muse Open Symphony and museopen.org for the music. You can check out a lot of other great recordings up there available under a Creative Commons license. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, some piano. We'll be listening to Schubert's Third Impromptu. See you then.